Hello, welcome back to It's Nonsense, the only podcast that has a woman in it. I'm Ivy, and I'm joined by these fucking dumbasses.
Sup, I'm Arlen.
Ah! And I'm Rylan.
Anyways, boys, is it nice to be back doing this again? It has been too long, and I promise we're not going to go another 6 months between this and the next real episode.
Yes, we will.
It's because I got stabbed 46 times.
Yeah, it's been in recovery for about... How long has it been? 3 weeks since the incident?
Well, it's because when I visited Atlantis and I did some bad stuff there, they eventually found the technology to grow legs and they hunted me down.
Wait, that was when it happened? I thought it was when you were in Europe.
I thought it was when you were in
Atlantis. No, because I didn't go to London, though.
Expected you to start saying Atlanta. You know, that time I was in Atlanta, I got stabbed 43 times.
Because I said the number in the hood, but like... potato, am I right?
Potato, potato.
No, if I was guessing...
Anyway, we're back to the usual bullshit. So, expect it to be just as chaotic as usual, with an extra layer of cognitive dissonance. What are you doing?
Big mouth. Now,
I hate that show so goddamn much. I hate everything Nick Kroll has ever done.
What? I wasn't referencing it. This thing.
I know, just the show Big Mouth pisses me off. Just its existence is one of the most annoying things ever. Just, quite frankly, like, adult animated comedies are, like, 90% of them are terrible. There are only three actual good ones.
South Park.
Yeah, South Park, Smiling Friends, and, like, I don't know, does that one even count?
What about Hanging with Friends?
I'm gonna say just two, because I don't know if the other one counts as a comedy.
What about Hanging with Friends by News?
New group activity just dropped.
I know not everyone's a huge fan of this, but I watched some Rick and Morty recently, and I enjoyed it.
The first season is, like, decent, but after that, I just... It's not funny. It's for people who think they're smarter than they are.
Well, I disagree with that, because I enjoy it, so, just...
Yeah, you give the I'm smarter than I actually am type kind of vibes.
I'm not that smart, though, relatively. So, you know?
Yes.
I'm gonna throw this at you now.
No, you're
I'm
not.
I'm holding something. You can't guess what it is based on
Guess
sound.
What it is based on... Ah! Guess what that was based on the sound, and... You'll get nothing.
Except.
Ow.
I'll just tell you, it was his cock.
It was not his cock. It is not his cock.
Now, did you know that there's actually a word in French that means to slap someone in the face with your cock? Now, that
Yes,
word...
I did know. You were telling us 10 minutes ago.
Shut up, Ivy. That word is buffet. Now, I thought I'd mention it for the podcast because we were on the topic of that. So... I don't know, maybe it actually means chicken, but, maybe it actually means with your chicken, but either way, it's a fun little word that everyone should know. Go tell that to French people. You remember to conjugate if you don't know how to conjugate.
Go tell it to your teacher. Just go up to your
teacher. Say it to your French teacher.
Just go say it to your
French
teacher.
Actually, no, say it to your Spanish teacher. Confuse them.
Throw it, switch it up, you know?
So y'all gotta stay one step ahead of everybody in your life. Start speaking French to your Spanish teacher.
Just throw a curveball in there and then go back to Spanish.
Throw an actual curveball into the room, hit a poor kid in the back of the head and run away.
Nah, you gotta switch it up, you know? You gotta start with French. You just gotta say, like, Spanish and then, like, hit, like, a little bit of French in there and they're like, what? And then you just go back to Spanish.
Like, a single French word and do not elaborate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That... Buffet or is it a different word?
Any word in any language, slip it in when talking in any other language, and it is funny.
Oh, I found...
Just be like, yeah.
Yeah, I totally know what you're talking about.
I recently learned a word in French that is it's a false mot-a-mot, so it like sounds like an English word, mm-hmm. and you would think that it means the same thing, mm-hmm. but it does not. Mm-hmm. And yep. So it's actually pot, and so you think that it means, like, a pot, but it actually means a stupid idiot.
So calling someone a pothead could have two different meanings. If the pot context is in French.
Yeah, if you switch the word pot into French.
You don't need to. As we were saying, slip random words from other languages into your sentences. Mm.
There's also a very similar word called pot in French, which actually means pot, and it's spelled P-O-T. I discovered the word pot in French class when it was on the board, and I was like, does that mean a pot? And does pot mean a pot? And she said, no, yeah, but it's not pronounced pot, it's pronounced po, because pot means a stupid idiot. And now I've been calling people pots without them knowing. I've just said tu es and pot, and you know, they never understand, but I laugh silently.
How do you laugh silently?
I find it funny in my head. I might
look. Oh, okay. The voices in my head think I'm hilarious, dog.
He just starts chuckling. Just. I feel, Rylan, you look like you're having a heart attack. Now.
Yeah, you do. You look like you're about to throw up.
No, if I was having a heart attack, I'd just be.
Yeah, but it might not be that fast. Like, what if you have convulsions too?
Yeah, that's true.
Because for anyone to know, Rylan just grabbed his heart and sunk back into the couch.
No, I was grabbing my chest because, like, I was laughing silently.
Yeah, but, like, when he said if I was having...
That's what a heart attack sounds like. No, it isn't. Rylan, is this a certified knee slapper moment?
It's a silent one for sure.
You're not allowed to slap someone else's knee, Arlen. Balls.
Balls, indeed.
Balls, indeed.
Now, people listening don't know what we're actually doing, so that might really confuse them.
We're touching each other's balls.
We are not.
We are not touching each other's balls.
Dude, this is why this show is pure chaos, because you can't tell anything that's going on.
You just, based on some random sound cues, you do have to guess. And, you know, the guess is, it would probably be pretty fun to listen to the other side and to listen to all the guesses of what would be going on. Random moments.
Yeah, I promise next episode we will have.
Don't make promises.
At least I will make promises that I will not keep. I promise the next episode will be a little bit more cohesive because we've got something funny planned. Stay tuned for that.
Indeed.
Yeah, if Rylan ever gets around to doing it.
Your mom! Oh!
Yeah, okay.
Your mom jokes are peak comedy.
No, my mom jokes are peak comedy,
okay,
scientifically.
Okay, we get it. Your mom peaked probably in high school, okay?
What?
Fuck.
Your mom peaked while riding me.
Why do you always bring up my mom?
My mom.
No, it's always
Rylan's mom.
Do I just call up and be like, hey, just like, you know, I'm the one that just ride you. Just pile you.
Yeah, Arlen won't stop talking about you. It's getting kind of weird, man.
You always bring her up. I have not heard you once say anything else about somebody else.
I literally made a joke about Ivy's mom earlier today.
That's true. Before we started recording, you did.
Yeah.
You never made a joke about Tristan. Actually, no, you have made a joke about Tristan's mom.
I've made a joke about
But the thing is, it's...
Never made a joke about
but
Nate's.
It's mostly my mom.
But it was accidentally when Nate's mom was there.
Or Nick's. You've never made one about Nick's.
But Nate's
does Nick even have... does Nick... Is Nick anything more than just an enigma?
Does he even have parents?
We're talking about... about Nick right now. Just a friend named Nick that we know. His last name is hers.
No, it isn't.
Feel free to say that all at once. how many of you guys did I catch?
None.
Zero.
Because nobody's listening.
Why would he say it to the phone?
If they're listening past this point, I honestly feel bad for them.
The thing is, it's just like, how many did I catch? Who is going
to
say...
Who is actively talking back to the podcast they're listening to? What kind of deranged person do you have to be to out loud be like, yeah, man, that was funny. His name? Nick. No, nobody's going to do that because nobody is a psychopath enough to do that.
I disagree.
People will commit murders, but nobody will talk back to their podcast.
Not if we make them think.
I mean, I guess.
Not if we're talking to the schizophrenic people here.
I've
known you for 6 years.
I guess if they're like the kind of people to listen this far into something this chaotic, I can't really, like, say that they're not psychotic idiots.
Exactly.
Full offense.
Guys, all. you guys. We just insulted you. We mean every word.
If you felt insulted, say I felt insulted out loud to your phone right now.
I promise you will hear it. Oh, no one's listening right now? That's too bad.
Joke's on you. We were listening to everything you're saying. We're inside your walls. What the fuck? Why'd y'all start looking at me?
Okay. See,
I make a simple I'm in your walls joke, and the entire conversation breaks down.
This is why zero people are watching, because of this stuff.
Can y'all stop fiddling with the Star Wars toys that are available in the area?
She's lying. There are no Star Wars toys here.
I'm watching Rylan fondle a Millennium Falcon right now.
I watched Rylan fondle a Millennium once. It was pretty crazy.
It's true.
So, have you guys seen any good movies lately?
I watched the D&D movie today.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you were. That you,
yeah,
like...
I watched this one. It's called My Stepsister Was Stuck.
What website was it on?
I think it started with a B, ended with an S.
BS?
Maybe, like,
Bullshit.
Nah. It doesn't end with an S. Bullshits.com.
Where you at, bullshit?
Just a website.
Shut the fuck up. You didn't notice it either.
Yes, I did.
No, you fucking didn't. That is such a lie.
Just a website. Ooh, where a bunch of bulls are just taking giant shits.
Okay, I thought you could say something else.
Anyway, but what did you think of the D&D movie? Because I saw it with my boyfriend, like, right when it came out, actually, and it was amazing. I absolutely loved it.
I enjoyed it enough. Though there were a couple flaws with it, you know, like, you can't polymorph or wild shape into an owlbear, first off.
Yes, you can.
A druid generally wouldn't have that many wild shapes as they did when they had that long wild shape sequence to get the information, because even if you have the circle of the moon druid, there was, like, especially at the level that they are, because you can't assume that they're at a very high level. And she wild shaped, like, actually, spoil things.
So while you're being a nerd, I was concerned about the fact that all of the main characters are humanoid in nature and none of them are, like, interesting races. It's so boring.
Well, they
couldn't even dedicate to a full elf. He had to be a half elf.
Well, one person was supposed to be a tiefling.
But yeah, she was a half tiefling, which is bullshit and is a cop out. And her design wasn't very good.
Yeah, it's because
she was just a human with horns.
Yeah, it's because they didn't want to paint her. They probably just didn't want to paint her purple, and that's why they said it. Because I mean,
if they're going through the dedication that they're going through to make a movie, I don't think the process for doing makeup for an actor is something they'd care about, especially when, like, the makeup in movies you wouldn't even consider takes forever. Do you know how long it took Jim Carrey to do his Grinch makeup?
7 years.
I believe it was 6 hours to do his makeup every single shoot day.
I was close.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
You said a six, I said a seven.
I hope you get hit by a truck.
Are we talking about age here?
No.
Well.
No, we were not. Anyway. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It felt like, you know, like the old Mortal Kombat movies? It felt like those if they had a big budget, you know? Like, it was the same kind of energy as, like when the first wave of, like, other media other than, like, books being adapted into movies. Like, the first wave of those films, it felt like those, but with a massive budget.
I'm glad that they didn't, like... What I'm really glad that it is, I'm glad that they kept it in the world of Torold, which and is like the most basic D&D world you can go to, which is great for people who know, because most people know that world. And I'm also glad that they, I'm glad that they kept somewhat accurate, like mostly accurate to D&D content.
Yeah.
And, like, they added a couple things, but homebrew was common, especially for campaign writing. And none of the stuff the players did was really extra, so I enjoyed that part, and I did enjoy the plot.
I felt it was mostly not CGI. It was mostly, like...
I know, but there was some. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, most of it was computer-enhanced practicals, which I loved. Like, the, whatever it was, the cat baby that was rescued from the fish's mouth was entirely,
the tabaxi.
Yeah, the tabaxi was entirely practical and entirely animatronic, and I love that. I love when, like, especially in modern films, because, like, you look at films that, like, you look at most CGI films from, like, 10 years ago, and they look like garbage, but you look at a practical film, like, I'm gonna use examples of horror movies here, like The Thing or Hellraiser, and the practical effects are still incredible today and still look just as good as they did when the movie first premiered. Because the practical effects are timeless, but CGI ages fast.
Yeah. For sure, I agree. I find it... Did you guys know about the post-credit scene?
Yeah.
I find it's so strange.
I didn't like
how,
it.
Like, yeah, it was too short to, like, I didn't, it wasn't worth staying for the credits.
They should have, like, they, you know what they should have done? They should have, like, done what everybody was expecting and cut to a table full of people playing D&D, and this was the story they were playing.
That would have been, I was expecting that, actually.
That's what I wanted to happen. Like, even though I would have seen it coming from a mile away, that's what I wanted to happen. I think it would have been fun.
I thought they were gonna, like, flip to the Critical Role table.
That would have been good, and have all the cameos of all the people in Critical Role.
Yeah,
that would have been amazing.
But, I mean, I guess that would have been, like, I mean, what they did is interesting. It was too short to stay for the credits. Like, I know that it wasn't, that post-credit scenes aren't supposed to be much, but it didn't feel like it was worth
staying. Yeah, it wasn't worth waiting around for.
Yeah, I didn't, thing about movies nowadays is it's hard to tell which ones are gonna have post-credit scenes unless you look it up beforehand.
Yeah.
So you go into a movie and if you didn't look it up beforehand, you stay for a bit of the credits no matter what. Unless I searched it up right after the movie ended, because sometimes there are really cool post-credit scenes and you don't want to miss them.
Yeah.
So it's
but like, and some theaters are so unhelpful, because some theaters, like, if there's a post-credit scene, they'll keep the lights off during the credits. But some, they'll still turn on the lights even if there's a post-credit scene, and it's so annoying.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, you can't tell.
It's true. And, like, I do like post-credit scenes in movies. But I think they should definitely, like, there should be still, like, a good amount of effort put into them that it's worth watching, because you do usually have to sit through, like, 5 minutes of credits
Shouldn't be put there just to have a post-credit scene. Rylan, what do you think about the topic of post-credit scenes? You haven't spoken in a bit.
I don't know. They can be good sometimes. They can be kind of bad, in my opinion.
But...
Yes. That is what we're talking about.
I do like how, it's cool how Marvel started it. And it's kind of like... It was a big thing, mainly in superhero movies at first. Because then after Marvel did it, DC started to do it.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of unclear who does it. But there, yeah, it's like a certain type of movie.
It's just like a mainstream thing now, pretty much.
Yeah, but
like, you'll find most movies will have some sort of post-credit scene.
You know what? I'm gonna cause people to start hating us. I think Marvel's better.
I don't like either. I don't like superhero stuff.
Yeah,
the only superhero I actually like is Batman, and just the entire like Batman like universe and story and everything.
I don't mind DC, but I just find Marvel's characters a lot more interesting.
I totally get that. That is absolutely fair.
I think,
but I don't think I'm allowed to comment because I don't like superheroes.
Yeah, that's valid. I generally prefer Marvel more, especially their older stuff. Some of their newer stuff, like this year, they've gotten a bit more lazy. I'm pretty sure they have an underpaid CGI team.
Yeah, like I saw the new Ant-Man movie, garbage.
I'm still gonna watch that. But, like, they're making things that I don't want to watch either. Like, Ms. Marvel, I didn't really want
to
watch.
I'm not somebody who likes to point out the... I'm not somebody who enjoys pointing out, like, flaws in things and, like, disliking things, especially, like, films and games and stuff like that. I don't like disliking things, so I will always try my hardest to look for the best in anything and focus on the good parts of something. But with the new Ant-Man movie, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing, where, like, any other Marvel movie I could always enjoy for some reason. the new Ant-Man movie had nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I've heard from some other people, like some other people did enjoy it. Like Nate said that it was okay, that he enjoyed it. You guys don't know who Nate is. He's another friend of ours.
You already brought him up earlier, so I don't think an introduction for him matters at this point.
No, that was Nick.
No, we brought up Nate too.
Oh, yeah, I guess we did. Yeah, and so the thing about superheroes is I like a lot of their older stuff, especially I do like Deadpool and Spider-Man. I think everyone does like those.
I do really like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. And I did like the first Deadpool a good amount. But that's just because, like, Ryan Reynolds is an absolute treasure. Not just because, like, I don't even think that he's that good looking, honestly. But he is a really good actor.
He's funny.
He is
like, the perfect person to play a character like Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think any other actor could do it justice like he did.
Like, played some of my favorite people to, like...
He was the only redeeming quality Free Guy I had.
Yeah, like, Free Guy was...
That movie wasn't good. But he was good in it. I liked him a lot.
It was alright.
I just didn't really find it enjoyable. Yeah. I felt it was, like... I felt it was mismarketed and it was made by the wrong audience. Like, made by the wrong people who didn't know what audience they were trying to target. And tried to target the audience they thought they were targeting. And it failed. Like...
I'm confused by your wording.
So, it's like, you could tell that it was made by people who were not the target audience of the film, and it shows because they misunderstand what the actual target audience is. Like, a similar movie, like Ready Player One, you could tell that movie was made by the target audience. It was made by those people who had grown up with, like, a lot of the, like, media that they referenced, and put it into a film for other people like them. And... you could tell that Free Guy was not that.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. It had its moments, but mainly with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
In my mind, like, I enjoyed parts of it, but it's not a movie that I would, like, regularly watch or even watch again.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever gonna watch it again. I just have no reason to.
Like, I think if someone, like, if my family wanted to watch it and they hadn't, like, my family has seen it, but if they hadn't and they wanted to watch it, then I'd be willing to watch it with them. Yeah. But it's not something that I would probably, like, oh, I gotta watch this again. I would never do that.
It's like, damn, you know what I haven't seen in a long time? Free Guy. And it should probably stay that way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Ryan, have you seen any new movies recently? Or not even new movies, just have you watched any movies recently you haven't seen before?
Watch Puss in Boots like 7 times now.
It is a really good movie. I was really a fan of that. What'd you like about it?
Probably. The thing is, it just proves that an animated movie can make a better villain than most Marvel movies.
Hell, even better than most animated movies currently. You know why the Disney Renaissance, those films are so classic? Because you care about the plot, because they actually have tangible villains who are quite literally just evil. Like, they are the driving forces of those films. And Puss in Boots is also a testament to the fact that, like, just because you're making an animated movie directed at kids doesn't mean it has to just be for kids. Exactly. Just because you're making an animated kids movie doesn't give you an excuse to make something brainless and mind-numbing that only people under the age of 6 will enjoy.
I agree with that. I haven't seen the Puss in Boots movie, but I, the new one. But I know that I'm gonna watch it probably sometime soon, and I know I'm gonna enjoy it.
It's very good. I've seen
so much stuff about it, and it looks so cool, and Death seems like just one of the best villains.
He is amazing. And not only, the film doesn't just have one, not two, but it has 5 villains that it manages to balance perfectly. 3 of which get a redeeming arc, 1 of which explodes, and the other one just carries on existing.
Okay, I know that the one who will carry on existing is Death, but I don't know who the other ones are, and don't spoil it.
I'm not gonna spoil it.
I'm guessing Jack Horner. is probably the one who explodes.
Jack Horner, voiced by John Mulaney, is one of the carrying factors of the film. He is so just, like, cartoonishly evil, and it's so funny.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's like, I really like Lobo the Wolf, like that.
Death, for sure.
He is so menacing.
What I imagine and, like, is that...
I just think they chose a really good voice
actor. They did, and, like, just his whole design, from his, like, demeanor and his, like... attitude and his fucking whistle down to his weapons is flawless. Like, when I was in the theater watching the movie, I full on, like, freaked out when I saw him, like, not only, like, when I saw the amount of changes his weapons went through over the course of the film, because I was like, ooh, like, funny, like, trick weapon, like, Bloodborne.
With Death, I like to also imagine that based on the person he's going after, his form would also change, because he's going after a cat, and he's in the form of a wolf.
So you think that within this canon, he would change, like, his appearance changes from creature to creature?
I mean, I don't think it's been, like, said otherwise. I think it makes sense based on, like, he was going after a cat, so he went after someone.
Well, there is... I'm not going to say anything because spoilers, but other characters who are not Puss do see Death later in the film.
Well, yeah, but he was still going after Puss and Boots.
Yeah, but they... So, like, he shifts forms depending on who he's after?
Yeah, that's what I...
Ah, okay.
Not who sees him,
but the thing is what I'm going to say is, like, I think because of, like, the big bad wolf and how he was placed as the villain... No, that just fits for a kid, like, Death.
Yeah.
I just feel like...
They definitely did that on purpose.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great movie, and I really, really did enjoy it.
For, like, a place where it's, like, filled with, like, cat, like, talking cats, talking donkeys, like, a bunch of other things, of course they're gonna just use, like, another animal to be a part of, like, that thing.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's a very good movie. I totally recommend you watch it if you haven't seen it.
Like, when I first started watching it, my friend's like, you should watch it. I was like, okay, sure. Because I didn't really think anything about it. I was like, oh, it's Puss in Boots. It's for kids. I was like, do I really want to watch it? And then I watched it, and I was like, oh my god.
It is for kids, like, but not exclusively.
Bro, yeah, its target audience is kids, but it can be enjoyed by more people.
The thing is, though, people were actually, like... Like, people were struggling because their kids were getting scared because how, like, they're getting scared of, like, Death, because it was just so...
His scenes were pretty unnerving sometimes, but, like so I can understand how a kid would be scared by them.
Like, he literally did, like, you know, like, so you know who the ferryman is, right?
The what?
The ferryman.
The ferryman.
Yes.
Not the furry man, the ferryman.
Yes. Like, Kara?
Like, pretty much what it is, like, you know how, like, you have to pay money to get, like, across the, like, the river or whatever, the river Styx or whatever it is, like, in hell.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much what he is, like, the ferryman, and, like, his eyes are, like, coins, and, like, when there was one scene where, like, there was, like, coins in his eye, and he's pointing at the coins and like that, so he's just, like, I thought that was kind of neat, how he's like,
he's
taking him to hell.
Yeah. I very much like what he represents in the movie and how he's not an evil character being the villain. I love his entire character and how he's fleshed out throughout the movie. And even though it seems anticlimactic, I love the resolution, especially with Death. I think it's a perfect conclusion to his arc with Puss.
Yeah. I mean, I already, like, since I guess some people might not have, so I guess no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Yeah. Never mind. Take back any statements I was about to say.
I was like, Puss's character development, like, I feel like it, most people probably have seen, but they haven't. Spoilers, but the thing is that I really like how they didn't kill off the character that was trying to kill Puss.
Yeah, they didn't.
Like, they usually do that, but, like...
Like, none of...
Like, in the first
one. I mean, only one of the villains dies, and it's not even confirmed that they died anyways, because you just see them explode.
Yeah, but the thing... But that's... yeah, but it's just the thing was, is, like, with... Like, even in the first one, Humpty Dumpty was the villain. He died, but trying to do something good. like they always kill off the main, the kind of like the main villain. They kind of just like, and I'm kind of.
That was what the villain that died represented in this. Yeah. Was like the main villain.
Yeah, was John Connor. But I'm glad that they like how like Puss was just like, I know I can't defeat you, Death,
but I gotta keep fighting for my life.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was.
That's
really
the thing. I was just like, okay, good. They're not gonna kill him off. I'm gonna probably get to see him again.
We might get to see him in a later installment, and that is an amazing fact.
Yep.
And the fact that it ends with them going to,
and like how he literally just, the thing was, is like how like you literally watch.
What's the name of the place? The movie ends with them sailing towards towards far, far away.
Yeah.
I full on was like.
It would be cool if Puss in Boots like died in another movie or something, and then Death just like showed up.
That'd be a good like finale to his. Like, to his story in this current world is him actually being taken by Death. Because the whole story of the new movie is him, like, he's wasted 8 of his lives, and he's down to his last one, and that's why Death is hunting him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to die. He wants to, like, his goal is to get his lives back.
You laugh in the face of Death, don't you?
It was such a good movie. I so thoroughly enjoyed it.
Literally the straight up thing. I am Death.
I am
Death. Like that voice.
He's such a cool character.
On the topic of
Pick it up.
On the topic of movies that are like for kids but can be viewed by other people, I think it'll be kind of cool, but also maybe slightly traumatizing to children. I think the rating would change that, but like it starts off, it looks like something for kids and it's like marketed as something for kids, but it's like slowly hinted at that there's a darker reality to the situation.
You just created and, Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
And but I as the and I think it would have to be a TV show so that kids.
You're literally just describing Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
As the episodes go on, the ratings would, like, as episodes are released, the rating would get slightly higher.
Okay, so the whole first episode would basically just be a kids' show.
Yeah.
PG-13.
Okay, so it's 18 plus. But like, if you were to watch it in a traditional sense, it's meant to be a show that you'd start when you're a kid and finish when you turn 18. Theoretically, if people were to follow the age ratings, but no one actually does. But so, if you were to follow the age ratings, that's how you would watch the show.
I was thinking maybe like it would be like it would kind of be maybe it's not said that it's for kids because I would kind of want it to be like maybe something happens and then there's like another scene in like the same setting but with like a much darker situation, like it's maybe, like,
Don't
maybe
Hug it's, Me, I'm Scared.
Okay,
it's literally just Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
I don't even know what that is.
How have you not seen Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared? Okay, so it's this show that was created independently by two people on YouTube, and each episode it starts out, it kind of looks like Sesame Street. And it starts out with a kind of Sesame Street-esque plot. So, like, the episodes will be about, like, learning about time or learning how to use the internet. And over the course of, like, the 5 to 10 minute episodes, it's, like, it seems all, like, innocent. And then in the blink of an eye, it gets really grim and dark. And I absolutely love it. And you need to watch all of it. It started out as, like, an independent YouTube series, but then it got picked up by, I can't remember which network, but an official season was made of it with a full overarching story and a real, like, TV show budget, and it's amazing, and you need to watch it and stop with the buzz magnets. They're so loud. You know what fucking buzz magnets?
No, I don't know.
You know, the metallic balls in your hand? Arlen, quit holding balls. We got better things to be doing.
No, I'm not allowed to do this, but I don't like the fact that I watch.
watch anime because it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, you're right. I am disappointed in you for watching anime.
But listen.
I understand what you're saying. But like, listen. It's kind of... Sometimes but I listen. Don't like being someone
who... Imagine not growing out of your anime phase.
Is there some good things out there? And
I mean, yeah, you got High School DxD.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll take you seriously.
Linda, listen. All right. The new Demon Slayer season 3.
I'm excited for that.
It's three it's episodes out? Are out.
Oh shit,
bro, they are killer.
I'm excited to watch this,
bro. Oh my god, the new demon is fucking sick. Bro.
Oh yeah, so
I really liked Boruto. That was a good show.
Shut up.
So think about Ivy. I am not serious. For the record, I am not serious.
Think about Ivy's. Ivy had an anime phase where Rylan and I actually just like anime.
Yeah, I was like...
Is when people say anime is for kids, and I'm...
No, it fucking isn't.
I've watched Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
That is not
okay.
For kids.
That is the only anime I'll admit that I have watched in full and absolutely love,
bro.
Well, it's not completely done.
Well, I've watched all of it that's been released. You smartass.
You know what makes me really? I watched it all, bro. My favorite season has
I screamed
to be,
into a water bottle.
Maybe I like the first season a lot.
The first season is amazing. Oh
yeah,
my god!
But I really like probably maybe the second season. That's just fun.
Second season's also great, but yeah. I love the first one. I love the first one for the world building it creates.
The thing is what I do is the first time I watched it through, I watched it in sub, right?
Yeah, so as you should.
Yeah, and then I was like, hey, I want to watch some parts like in dub. So I try it. I was like, but my thing is, I like the Titan Roars better in dubbed than in sub.
That is valid.
I don't know. Just something about it makes... They sound a lot cooler in dubbed. But the voice acting is pretty... Aaron, I will be true. Aaron is pretty... His voice actor is pretty decent, I will say.
In dubbed or in sub?
In dubbed. In both, actually. In my opinion,
in
both.
Yeah, in sub, it's awesome.
In dubbed, there are some cool phrases that sound a lot cooler. Like in... Like when he like finally becomes like the Founder Titan. And he's just like I'm Aaron Jaeger. In my opinion, that part is better than subbed. But when he yells traitor, it's better than dubbed, in my opinion. When he first finds out that he's like, you traitors! That part.
So I think what you're saying is like,
there's some.
When Aaron is like angry and yelling, he's better in dubbed. But like when he's calm and composed, he's better in subbed.
Bro, I totally agree.
My favorite Aaron. Like, my favorite season is season 2, but my favorite Aaron has to be season 4.
Season 4 Aaron is
bro,
a menace.
Dude, oh my god. He just fucking throw ads with Armin, bro. For no reason whatsoever. He just throws
I
ads.
Have, the thing about it is I have to both hate and love Aaron.
Bro, yeah. Four. Dude, there's some parts where I'm just like, bro, what happened to you?
Oh, dude. Why are you being so mean to Mikasa?
I know. You're just a slave. Hey, chill out, bro. Goddamn. Okay, don't get it. We get it.
But I think season 4, at first, I wasn't sure what to think about it. But I grew, like, I don't think it is my favorite season because I liked it more when they were just, like, fighting the Titans normally.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's up there, man.
Dude, season 2 is my favorite because, like, I think my favorite part is when, like, they're fighting, like, Kenny. My favorite part is when they're fighting Kenny. That's fun. That's a good one because I just like how to just see, like, Levi at his full potential and his full skills.
Remote control tractor.
I like learning this, like, some of the last episodes in season 4,
yeah.
Like learning the story about it,
yeah,
and about that original founding Titan,
yeah,
it was awesome, and it also explained everything in the other openings. Because I remember in that one outro with those like marching Titans, I never understood what it was about, and I was always so confused by it until that one episode revealed like everything, including like how they were eating,
you know, how
the spine.
Yeah.
And stuff, and it was so crazy. I loved it.
Bro, you know what really kind of like made me frustrated though? Is like how they just like. Oh, dude, it was right there. It kind of made me frustrated. It was Grisha. Grisha kind of
like, when I first heard about Grisha, bro, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then he just, like, and I was just like, oh, so Grisha was, like, outside of the walls before. And then, like, I was like, oh, never mind, he was on a different island. Oh, never mind, those people are racist.
I mean, that is basically, bro, the story of Attack on Titan.
Like,
racism. That's just
racism.
Oh, yeah, and these giant human-eating things. But don't worry about those racists.
Dude, racism. They exile...
The real enemy
is racist.
They, listen, they exile people from a different family of people because they were related to Titans. And because they could turn into Titans. They're like, you know what? We're going to punish you by sending you far, far away. Well, we're living a calm, nice, peaceful life.
That's kind of racist, if you ask me.
Yeah. And then, bro, like, I just... Grisha kind of just was, like a hit and miss for me. My favorite part was when, like, I found out that Eren, like, pretty much just, like, made Grisha do everything.
Oh, yeah. When he did that, bro, I was,
That's...
Like a modern Calibri.
Bro, that's... My favorite, like, that clip of him just, like, when Grisha's, like, sitting there and just Eren's face is just, like, right beside him. He's just, like... And he's just, like, telling me to do all that shit. I'm like, oh, my God, bro. Eren's a menace.
I enjoyed the pre-time skip probably more, but I would not trade that for them not doing the time skip, because some of the stuff after the time skip was just amazing.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And I'm so excited for the next part of it to come out this year. I think it's this year.
I think so too, yeah. But weren't they gonna, like, change it up because people were, like, upset with, like, the ending in the manga, and aren't they gonna change it up in, like, the anime or something?
Hope they don't.
I thought that was something I saw.
I
don't know. It's kind of weird, because, like, I've been reading, like, the mangas of Demon Slayer, because, like, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, they're pretty interesting.
You know One Piece? How it's so long?
Yeah.
I wanted to, read the manga of it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to actually buy it, and so I was like, I was trying to get some from the library, but it didn't work out, so I think I'm just going to end up just toughing it out and just watching it.
No, but the thing is, like, the Black Clover was, like, my favorite anime, like, in a while. And when I finished the Black Clover, I was like, there's nothing for me to watch now. I'm kind of bored. Like, I'm out of anime. And then my friend's like, hey, have you watched Demon Slayer? I was like, Demon Slayer? No, I haven't. So I checked out Demon Slayer. It's like, wow, that's freaking sad, but brutal, but cool at the same time. It's like, that's a cool thought process to say. Like, I was like, oh my god, that's cool. He's like, his family died, but you know, it happens. And literally every main character either has no parents or their whole family just dies.
That's been like
every single anime I've watched, it's either their parents are dead, they have no parents, they have no siblings,
or something happened to their parents. I should abandon him,
bro. It's like, I bet it's cool. That's awesome. I love that. I like how just every, like, single main character just has no family whatsoever.
Yeah, it's like someone shows up at the, like, at the beginning of something, and they're like, okay. So this, your child, he's an anime protagonist. The parents immediately start crying. And then they're like, okay, so do you want to die or leave him? And they're like, or we can split it. One of you dies, one of you leaves him.
They flip a coin, just, ooh, you die.
That's too bad. And then he's like, pulls out the block. It's like, he's
sayonara.
Like, we're going to make a cooler story in the anime.
Bro, like, that's the thing.
I promise we'll make your death cooler.
Dude, you know the thing about me with Naruto is when I found out, that, like, the fourth Hokage was like, hey, third Hokage, take care of my son. He's like, I bet. Throws him in a room by himself, grabs some noodles and be like, here's your food for the week. Good luck, little guy.
One pack of ramen. This is your weekly food.
And just dips. And just, like, I get it. He's the Hokage. He can't really favor a kid.
Yeah, but, like,
bro, literally,
the final wish of the fourth Hokage.
Bro just
sacrificed his life, and the third Hokage was like, fuck this shit.
And the third Hokage's like, you know what?
I really don't give a shit. So I'm gonna walk.
Fuck them kids and fuck you too.
Bro, and then I was just like, bro, that's. The thing is, I didn't know he was such a bad guy. I was like, oh, the federal guy is not too bad. He's kind of friendly. And then when I found out how, like, Naruto and when I found out how Naruto's parents died, I was like, hey, you one scummy motherfucker. So I was like, bro.
Yeah. What's really annoying to me, though, is, like, not related to Naruto, but related to anime. Crunchyroll recently raised their subscription prices. And
oh, I just used an illegal website.
That's a smarter idea. But I won't say that on a podcast, but...
I'm not going to admit to doing something illegal. I'm just going to hint at it.
But, I had the first level of Crunchyroll Premium for a while, which was like, it sucks that it's not like the best and you're still paying for it.
Yeah.
But it's like... But it's kind of worth it because you don't get ads and they have a lot of anime.
You might try to watch the episode, but you don't get ads while you're watching the episode. You just get ads of shit you should get when you're trying to first watch the video. So it just like pops up to another tab and you're like, ah, I don't really want to go on gambling right now. So then you're like, wait a minute.
I'm talking about
Crunchyroll. You're refusing to go gambling?
Yes. What is wrong with you? And then I love gambling.
And then I click off of gambling and then I just watch that episode. I'm like, oh, after spending an hour online gambling, I click off and I go back to watch the episode legally.
After looking at some local MILFs in my area,
I move on to watching my favorite episode Naruto.
You know how many times that's happened to me where it just pops up and it's just like, Christy, I want sex. It's like, what?
I don't think you would want that if you could see me right now.
So, it's like,
my whole existence is a turnoff.
I'm alone. I want to sex with you. It's like, what? That's not even good English.
I want to sex with you. imagining any of those ads, bro, with the text is being said by like a male text to speech voice makes it 10 times funnier.
No, Riley, go to the
hot MILFs in your area
and just say, I want to sex with you.
I want to sex with you.
Just see how they react.
Yeah, I'd probably get punched.
Hot single moms, 1 kilometer away, and approaching fast.
It's just like, you hear a knock on your door, and you go down.
I am aware of your location. Better start running.
You actually click on it. It's just like, you follow where it goes to. You open up, you're like, are you Alexa?
This is a picture of her outside of your house, smiling at the camera, like...
No, you actually click on it, you go to the person's house, and it's like, are you Alexa? And then it just opens up, and it's just like a 65-year-old man. And he's just like, yeah, I'm Alexa.
Yeah, I'm Alexa. You must have seen the ad on the illegal anime website. Anyway, we're getting close to the end of the time.
And then,
we've had a good first episode back.
That's so funny.
Thank you for listening this far, if you actually fucking have.
Bro,
you should have clicked off 40 minutes ago.
Dude, you're walking down, a white van pulls up beside you, rolls down the van, he's like, saw the ad? Yeah,
get in.
Did you say?
All right. Thank you for listening. This has been Nonsense. We'll see you again next time.